There, the podcast starts. I just added the marker. So now all the people listening to live and listening to it later are harmonious together once again. This is Dunkin' Donuts. Duncan here with you for the next hour. If you have any requests, give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Got a bunch of new stuff coming up, but first, a little tribute for a man that passed away a couple weeks ago. Lee Hazelwood was born July 9th, 1929 in Oklahoma. Died August 4th, 2007 in Nevada. He was kind of most famous for his work with Duane Eddy and with Nancy Sinatra, and this is for him.
There are almost 200 million people in the United States. And the other day, one of them asked, "Who is Lee Hazelwood?" Well, there wasn't no one else around, and since I am Lee Hazelwood, I said, "There ain't no one else around, and since I am Lee Hazelwood, I'll answer that, friend." Well, sir, he reared back and gave me a daddy bear punch that caused my left eye to smart for the better part of a month. Now, this proved two things. One, he wasn't necessarily a friend, and two, he really didn't care who Lee Hazelwood was, no way. But just in case there might be another one around somewhere, the people at Mercury Records asked me to tell you this. Lee Hazelwood was born in Manford, Oklahoma, July 9th, 1929. Now, if you should have a map of Oklahoma on you and you can't find Manford, there ain't no use you bothering your eye doctor. Your eyes are all right. It's just that a town with only 365 living souls in it ain't likely to show off on any map. Believe me, there is a place named Manford, Oklahoma, all right, because I was born there at the beginning of the Depression. Not the one over money. I never did hear too much about that Depression. Fact is, I never did hear too much about money. The Depression I was talking about was my daddy's. He's still pretty depressed over the whole thing. Now, the first two or three years of my life speeded or sputted or something by, and I can't remember too much, except I was always a little shy about having people get too close to me, because I was a heavy milk drinker in those days, and I just knew I had a breath on me like a young calf. Now, when I was 6 years old, my mother gave birth to a little girl they called Sarah, and she later turned out to be my one and only sister. I didn't care too much for her at the time, because she had shifty eyes. And I knew even then that you shouldn't put too much trust in people with shifty eyes. In fact, I left home a day or two after she was born. But when I came back that same night, my folks still had her, so I decided what the heck, or some other word, I wasn't going to give up a good thing just because of a small, shifty-eyed baby named Sarah. So I spent the next 6 years of my life helping my folks feed her milk and telling all my friends to notice how her breath smell like a young calf. Now, when I was 12 years old, my mama and daddy and me and a calf-breathed little girl named Sarah moved to McLean, Texas. And we lived there for a few months while I went to school in the sixth grade. And it wasn't too much. Of course, the sixth grade in McLean, Texas never is. Next, we moved to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and stayed there for 3 months. And it was in Fort Smith that my sister Sarah and I answered to the names of Spotty and Old Blue. Now, the landlady didn't like children, but she didn't mind pets, so my folks let her hair grow and convinced the landlady that we were hunting dogs. It was sad for us, though, because along about this time, my sister's voice changed. We always thought it was all that barking that did it. Just about the time we moved to Paris, the war started. Not the one between us and them people overseas, the one between my mom and my daddy. In fact, it's still going on today. And to make another thing a little more clear for you, that Paris I was telling you about is in Arkansas. And I can tell by the funny looks on your face, you probably thought I meant Paris, Texas. When I was 14 years old, the Hazelwoods, Mama, Daddy, Sarah, and Lee moved to Port Neches, Texas, another not-so-large town sitting somewhere in between Houston and the Gulf of Mexico. And it was in Port Neches, Texas, that Lee Hazelwood found out he liked girls, which would have been all right except for one thing. The girls didn't care too much for Lee Hazelwood. It didn't seem hardly fair, since my only fault was I was ugly. Not just kind of ugly, but, you know, ugly, ugly. And being ugly, ugly, though, don't keep you out of high school, so my daddy made me go. Now, in my last year of high school, I met a girl that didn't mind my being ugly, ugly too much, because we only went out at night when there wasn't no Lon Chaney moon. Now, this girl's name was Naomi Shackelford. Now, Shackelford is an English name, but if you met Naomi and her folks, you could tell right off that it's been many a year since this group of Shackelfords have seen the white cliffs of Dover. And Naomi's daddy, Forrest, didn't just jump up and down and run over with joy when he found out his daughter and I were going together. In fact, he threw big rocks and sticks and dirt and Naomi's little brother Leroy at me every chance he got. And something else. He was a pretty happy man when he found out we were going to different colleges. Naomi went off to Sam Houston State College in Huntsville, and I went off to the Army. Now, the Army could have been a difficult time in the life of Lee Hazelwood, and it was. The main trouble, I think, was my uniform fit, and this made them suspicious of me right away. So they put me in the 4th Armored Division Band and stationed me in Killeen, Texas at Fort Hood. Now, one visit to Killeen, Texas, and you'll know right away that nature has a sense of humor. Well, anyway, I spent 18 months in Fort Hood playing my drum, and this nice lieutenant, who spit a lot whenever he talked, gave me some stripes to go on the arm of my khaki shirts that fit so good. And then all of a sudden, one day, they fired me. That's right, they let me go and took back all their shirts that fit so good, and I got mad and went home and married Naomi Shackelford, which right away proves it don't pay to lose your temper when somebody takes back your good-fitting khaki shirts. And after Naomi and me had been married a couple of months, I decided a trip would do me good, so I drove up to Anchorage, Alaska, where 4 things happened. One, I nearly froze to death. 2, I bought an Eskimo dog that nearly froze to death. And 3, I spent 6 months eating salmon that froze to death. And 4, the Korean War started. And those fellas that took away my good-fitting khaki shirts, well, they wrote me a letter and apologized for treating me so bad and just insisted that I take back everything and come and go to Korea for this little police action. Well, I ain't one to hold a grudge, so I went back to Port Neches, Texas, and explained the whole thing to Naomi, and time she got around to saying something, I was already on this big boat going to Japan. And while Lee Hazelwood was off on this boat to Japan, he made a kind of a interesting discovery. He was a coward. That's true, I was. I mean, while I enjoyed wearing those good-fitting khaki shirts this nice lieutenant gave me, I wasn't about going to be happy as a tank commander just because one time I was a drummer in the 4th Armored Division. So we all sat down and had a long talk one evening. They decided since I cried a lot anyway, it might be better if they let me talk on the AFRS radio and play them a few records, which is what I did. But later on, they sat down and had another talk about me and decided it wasn't fair for me not to get a chance to see some of Korea. So they took me one night, and I went and spent, 8 months just seeing Korea, which looked a lot like Killeen, Texas, except the people had shifty eyes. Now, while I was off in Korea defending you people back home, my little old wife, Naomi, was working and saving money, which made it possible for me to loaf a few weeks when I got back, which is what I did. And then one day we got in our little Hupmobile and drove out to California and got an apartment in Pasadena, which was a mistake right there. Well, anyway, I started the radio announcer school, which is easy to tell didn't take. And Naomi, for the first time in her life, had some spare time, so she got pregnant. Well, they let me out of school, and I got a job at a radio station, KCKY, in Coolidge, Arizona, and Naomi had a baby named Debbie. And we settled down in this nice little town of 3,000 folks and really started to live on $40 a week, which even in those days was a little less than practically nothing. And then one week, Naomi went home to see her mama, and I got fired, and another radio station in Phoenix heard I worked cheap, so they hired me right away. And Naomi was so happy that she gave birth to a son named Mark. And I've done my best to keep her unhappy ever since. Now, while Lee Hazelwood was working as a disc jockey in Phoenix, he started producing records for the fun of it. And it was for the fun of it, too, because most people laughed. But a few of these records got to be hits and made gobs of money for the record company and the artists. And, well, things were going good. Naomi and Debbie and Mark and me, well, we ate twice a day even if we weren't hungry. And then this big record company in Hollywood heard I worked cheap. So they offered me a job producing records for them. So we moved back to California. Folks at this big record company let me loaf about a year for them, and then they told me it might be better if I went into business for myself, which is what I did and have been ever since. And now, instead of making records with other people all the time, I decided to make one with me. The first one is an album, Trouble is a Lonesome Town. Now, it's a kind of story and a bunch of songs all rolled into one. And the Mercury Record folks paid me a lot more than a little bit of money to make this album for them. They don't know about me working cheap. Now, they got this album on sale everywhere. So next time you're in a feed store, just walk right up to the man and say, I want 100 pounds of fertilizer and a copy of Trouble is a Lonesome Town by Lee Hazelwood on Mercury Records. And one or the other neighbor is bound to make your grass grow.
Van City put on the glitz for the 19th annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival, August 16th to 26th. Vancouver's largest, most fabulous 11-day arts event brings film lovers and filmmakers together to experience the world's best new independent films about queer lives. Tickets are available at TicketsTonight.ca, Cinemark Tinseltown, Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, and Black Dog Video. Visit OutOnScreen.com for full film listings. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival, worth coming out for.
Just one of these days, it looks like a walk. It's Rokan. And you keep losing when I'm not bad. And you keep saving when I'm the insane. No, it's mine is right, but you ain't been right yet. And these books made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. Oh, one of these days. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get you burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and when it knows, you ain't got time to learn. These boots are ready for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
Ready, boots, start walking.
That was Crispin Healy and Glover with some of you may know him as Marty McFly from Back to the Future. But that was his cover version of the song that Nancy Sinatra made famous. These Boots Are Made for Walking, written by Lee Hazelwood. And before that, we heard the Lee Hazelwood autobiography. I found that online. I don't know if it was ever released. I think it was a promo record that was cut to just for radio stations and things like that. Pretty funny stuff. That Crispin Glover song was off of his album called, what is it called? The Big Problem Does Not Equal the Solution. The Solution Equals Let It Be. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's really hard to find now, that album. Go figure. Luke was the music director here was saying that back in the day, 89, it was pretty easy to come by, but now it's pretty hard to find. Good luck. You're listening to CITR 101.9, Dunkin' Donuts, here with you for another 40 minutes. Coming up, we have a track by Justice from their new album, Cross. The song is called Stress. It is a pretty stressful song. I kind of like it, though. Justice are in town on October 13th. Tickets are on sale now, so if you like what you hear, definitely check out. Think about getting some tickets for that. I imagine it'll sell out because their last show when they were on the Ed Banger DJ tour sold out pretty early. After that, we're going to hear some Yacht from his album Mega, the song I Love a Computer. But just before we start playing that, I've got some tickets to give away. The Bad Bang Lime are going to be in town this Friday, the 17th. It features current members of Metric, so if you're fan of Metric out there, you will probably want to try and get on these free tickets. So I've got a bunch of pairs of tickets for Bang Lime tomorrow at the Plaza. Call in, and the tickets are yours. 822-2487. Here is Justice.
Hey! her on the floor, sliding down the pole, wanted her for show. Both our hands were up, drinks was in the cup, she showed me some love, so we left the club. Now we up in the Hummer, she's so hot, she's kissing on me. This is the girl of my fantasy. After the Remy, we were doing a thing. I had her singing. She had me singing. I would like to get with you. Nice honeys while I'm chilling by the pool. Red bikinis and some pump hill shoes. Who could think of any damn thing cooler? We at my crib, so it ain't no rules. I'm but naked, sweat socks and house shoes. 100 bottles of Chris in the cooler. I'm frozen thanks to Jacob the Jeweler. One day without me and she's shaking like a fiend. Y'all tell me what's R&B without the aura. She had me singing. I had her singing. She had me singing. Oh, 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 oh. I met a girl in the shopping mall. She had hazel eyes, said she's from Africa. She broke it down right in front of me, rolling on her knees. I said, I'm scared of ya. Tattoo on her back, loving the way she work it. Body moving like she's dancing in a circus. Back, forth, up, down when she jerk it. Put the thong, thong on, now watch her murder it. She had me singing. She had me singing.
You weren't ready for that. I didn't warn you, but that just happened. So you're just going to have to live with it. That was R. Kelly mashed up with Shellac. Chi-Town, both sides coming together. R. Kelly has obviously been talked about quite a bit, not only because of the criminal charges that are coming against him, but because Monday was the debut of Chapter 13 of Trapped in the Closet. IFC.com, the independent film channel, has been debuting a new chapter of Trapped in the Closet each day. And I think the reviews are mixed. I think Kells seems a little too much in on the joke this time around. Last time it was hard to tell whether or not he realized how it was the sort of unintentional humor that kind of maybe put it over the top, and now he's just hamming it up a bit too much. It doesn't feel as sincere, but it's still definitely worth watching. Tina and Roxette today, I was floored. I had no idea. And she might be Twan's baby mama. Crazy times for Sylvester and Twan. Anyways, if you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe make your way over to IFC.com or to YouTube or to my house where I have the DVD of the original chapters. So that was from these guys, the Hood Internet. They mashed up a track from a couple of years ago of R. Kelly's called Thoya Thong. I don't know. It's kind of a weird track, but it works very well with that track by Shellac. Before that, we heard Yacht, I Love a Computer from his album Mega, and before that, it was Justice with their new album Cross. The song was called Stress. Speaking of Things in Town. Was I speaking about Things in Town? I don't know. Pelican happened last night at Returns. I hope it was good. Friends of Mint is happening tonight. It's a collection of various Mint record artists. That's going to be at the Main on Main Street. I think some people from Young and Sexy and Shane from the Awkward Stage and a whole bunch of people are going to be there. So it could be a fun little Thursday night activity for you. The next night, Friday, the Paper Cranes are at Richards on Richards. Also the Modern Creatures with Cheerleader Camp at Library Square and Bang Lime at the Plaza featuring members of Metric. The next night, Shane from Mint Records is going to be performing as his band The Awkward Stage with Spiral Beach at the Media Club. Juan McLean is playing at the Shark Club. Afraid so, folks. Later in the week, on the 22nd, Au Revoir Simon and Oh No Oh My are at the Media Club. August 23rd, Thursday night, there's a Victory Square Block Party fundraiser at the Royal Unicorn. It's the Yacht Rock Party. Speaking of another internet video phenomena, if you haven't seen the Yacht Rock clips, they're pretty funny. It talks all about, like, it's kind of a behind the music for the Hall & Oates crowd in the mid-80s or late 80s or early 90s. Anyways, it's funny and tongue-in-cheek, and it should be a fun party. The 24th, the Doers are playing with Special Noise and Cheerleader Camp at the Ukrainian Hall. Dandy Wind is back in town on the 25th. She's playing at the Royal Unicorn. Very nice to see that she's coming back to town. The Pointed Sticks are playing the 25th as well at the Red Room. And let's see who else. Devendra Banhart is playing September 1st at the Commodore. Queens of the Stone Age are at the Orpheum that night as well. Tokyo Police Club are playing on September 2nd with Immaculate Machine at the Plaza Club. That night, Gogol Bordello is at the Commodore. And the next day, the Victory Square Block Party is at Victory Square on the 3rd, the Monday of the long weekend. And so far as I know, Frog Eyes is headlining that, and it's a free show, so it should be a lot of fun. And let's just see. Later in September, Spoon is at the Commodore on the 7th. Wolf Parade is at Richards on the 7th. Ockerville River and Damian Jurado are at Richards on September 9th. And Chad Van Galen is at Richards on September 13th. Lots of great shows coming up. Speaking of Ockerville River, my friend Kyla recently said that she liked them a lot and wondered if me and my friends wanted to go to the show with her. So I've been listening to them and I quite like what I've heard. Ockerville River have a new album out and it's called The Stage Names. And we're going to hear a track called Unless It's Kicks. And then we're going to hear some Damian Jurado after that. Here is Ockerville River for Kyla.
Unless it's a sick man's hand from some mid-level band. He's been driving too long on a dark, windless night with a stereo on, with the town. Tonight.
Grace and grace, unless it's fiction, unless it's licks, man, unless it's lies or it's love. What breaks this heart the most is the ghost of some rock and roll fan, just floating up from the stands with her heart opened up. And I want to tell her your love isn't lost. Say my heart is still crossed. Scream, you're so wonderful. What a
record that, Jim?
Bet.
That was Spoon from their new album, or however you pronounce it. A song called Don't You Ever. Like I said before, they're going to be in town pretty soon. They always put on a great live show, so get there. Make it happen. My friend Tiffen got her ticket. Why aren't you going to be there? My friend Adam, he's got his ticket. Come on, people. Show of the month, September 7th. Is it? Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Duncan, host of Duncan's Donuts, with you for 15 minutes. We've got a couple of female singers now. Basia Bulat, she's from Ontario. She has a new album coming out soon called Oh My Darling. I played a song called I Was a Daughter. It's an amazing song. Go to the internet and find it. But I've also recently come across a song called Snakes and Ladders. So I'm going to play that. She's opening for Final Fantasy on October 20th, if you're interested in what you hear. After that, a special French surprise, but let's just play this first.
Shake us over your shoulders, cross your heart.
chanson poupée de cire, poupée de son. Suis-je meilleur, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Je vois la vie en rose bonbon, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mes disques sont un miroir dans lequel chacun peut me voir. En mille éclats de voix. Autour de moi j'entends rire les poupées de chiffon, celles qui dansent sur mes chansons. Poupées de cire, poupées de son, elles se laissent séduire pour un oui, pour un non. L'amour n'est pas que dans les chansons. Poupées de cire, poupées de son. Que chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisé en mille éclats de voix. Seule parfois je soupire, je me dis à quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupée de cire, poupée de son.
What I tell you about the blues, is something that you play when you're in a low mood or something, and the hardships that you have had through life. It's just a mood that you are in. Blues is something that you have to play coming from your heart. And blues have been going on for the centuries and centuries. And blues was written in years and centuries ago, and they will always last. Say, for instance, you'd be lonely, your girlfriend or your wife, you'd be in a melancholy mood or something. Well, you just want to hear some blues. Then you just go in and relax your nerves. Blues is something that relaxes your nerves.
Got the blues? Need your nerves relaxed? Well, then tune in to Code Blue every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. for all kinds of blues, and all definitely from the heart. That's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Code Blue.
Now you just take a man. He has been prosperous, making lots of money.
Code Blue, check it out. One of the many great programs here on CITR. Speaking of great programs, one of the greatest is on next. We All Fall Down, Mary L. Kay. Shameless plug. After that, Ink Studs with Robin M. and Crimes and Treasons with Rico, Jules, and Brendan. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, a couple last songs before I'm out of here. We're going to hear Lightning Dust. They're Amber and Josh from... Black Mountain. I didn't see them under the volcano this past weekend, but I'm sure they were good. I'm speaking out of my bum, but I'm sure they were good. And then after that, we're going to hear some Bill Callahan, who used to be Smog, who has put out one of the best albums of the year. I still love it, and it's still on playlist, so I'm going to give it another spin. You've been listening to Dunkin' Donuts. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like what you heard, there's a podcast. If you want more information on the show or other things, I'm working on a blog now about the show, so check that out. It has the playlist and things like that, in case you missed which songs I played. And that's it. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Wind me up, wind me up.
footprints end? What happened then? Where the footprints end? Was not a wave that swallowed down, no gust of wind that hid them so. Know where the footprints end? We must. Sky below, we must have flown where the footprints end. And when we realize we can't fly, will we say, do you think we must have danced up into the sky?
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal.